Today, I want to talk about the fear of failure, specifically targeting posting on social media. To simplify it, the core of why we are scared or concerned about posting on social media is because of rejection. We have a fear of rejection. The exploration you would do in any subject for any self-awareness exercise to understand yourself in any way requires you to go through the levels to understand the core reason. And this is why we never just stay with the thoughts. And to live reactively is to just stay with the thoughts. Think of it as a garden analogy. If I have a weed and I want to get rid of that weed, if I just keep chopping the branches, it will grow back more branches. So when we are in this self-exploration state of trying to understand ourselves, we always go to the deeper layers so we can get to the root. In the garden analogy, if I go to the weed and remove the root, then it will not grow back the branches anymore. And this is what essentially integrating is, healing, resolving these parts of ourselves. So I go, okay, I don't want to post on social media because I'm just not really into it. If that's the first thought, if I just stay there, all right, I don't want to stay there. Why am I not into it? Well, you know, it's not really for me. Why is it not really for me? I don't really like it. No, all right, why? Get to the deeper root. And this is where I always say, don't answer here, answer here. I don't want to know the right answer. I want to know the true answer. So what feels true for you? Why don't I like posting on social media? Well, people will say things, okay? So what will people say? Well, they'll say like, you know, they might think things about me. Okay, like what? They might think that I'm ridiculous or that I don't know what I'm talking about. And I don't. I'm learning. I don't really know what I'm talking about. So maybe I just post when I've learned. So I'm not going to post now. Okay, well, let's keep going. All right. So what's going to happen if I post something I don't know what I'm talking about and people are talking about me? Well, people talk about me behind my back. They'll say things. They'll say like, oh, they'll laugh at me. Okay, so what does that represent? Why is that undesirable for you? Because if they're laughing at me, that's a rejection. If they get triggered and get angry and get annoyed about what I do, that's a rejection. If they comment and try to make fun of me, that's a rejection. Every concern after doing the exploration of not just staying on the branches, but going to the root of the weed of this exploration, the reason that I am concerned, regardless of whether people will think this or not, the reason I am concerned and I have that fear to post on social media is because of a rejection, which makes a lot of sense because I'm putting myself out there. In my entire life, I've learned that it's not okay to share my truth. I grew up in my first social circle, which is my family circle, and my truth isn't just me speaking about what I think. My truth is how I felt. So as a toddler, when we're 2 years old, we're learning that I am separate. I am the self. I am not part of my caregivers. I'm actually separate and individual. So I'm becoming conscious that I have preferences. I like this. I don't like this. I like it when mom and dad give me ice cream. I don't like it when they say I can't have ice cream. So I will react based on how this chemical factory of emotions is reacting. In the moments I get told I'm not allowed to have ice cream, I feel this thing called anger. So then I express the truth of what is me in that moment, which is anger. What happens is I get scolded for it. I get told that I shouldn't be the way that I am, that I shouldn't behave that way. So in that moment, that's where the disconnection is between me and my caregiver. And in order for me to maintain that connection, I have to, at that stage, reject the part of myself that is angry. That's a rejection. That is trauma in that moment. Emotional distress without resolution. In that moment, that is trauma. And it's a rejection of my truth. My truth was me feeling that way in that moment. So I've learned in that one scenario, that one example, that rejection is extremely unsafe. It doesn't feel good. And when I am rejected, I lose the connection that I rely on for survival. I lose the connection that I'm built to need. So rejection without understanding my own internal self, how I work emotionally, how to be there for myself, or having other people be there for me is extremely traumatizing. And we've had many, many experiences throughout our lives where we have been rejected in some way or another, whether that's being angry, whether that's saying something and then people laughing at me, whether that's trying to achieve something, failing at that, and then having people laugh at me, or not asking me for help because I failed at something, or not believing in me because I didn't get the thing, the right score or the right test result or something, and now I'm seen as a stupid person. Growing up in a time where society go, no, this is intelligence, this one way, and we will teach school and education in this one way. So for everyone else who doesn't learn that way, have experienced so many experiences of rejection, whether it's through not getting the right grades and then being either punished or people are disappointed in you. There are so many examples of rejection in your life. And then you get to adulthood and every single rejection has been that disconnection. And you go, okay, social media is a thing. I want to grow my own business. All right, I'm going to post. And then all of this just unconsciously starts bubbling in your internal world. And we stay at the branches. We go, no, I don't like it. And there's parts of us that convince us logically that I don't like it, which is why it makes sense. Yeah, I don't want to post on social media because I don't like it. Which realistically, that doesn't exist. That really doesn't. Even the people going, no, but I genuinely don't like it. It's like, it's free marketing. It's free advertisement. You're looking at social media completely wrong if that's the case. If you truly think like, no, it's just not for me. I don't like it. You're not understanding what social media is. It's like if I said, all right, if I could give you free marketing in the newspaper or, you know, on Google, free ads, would you take it? They're like, yeah. All right, we'll post on social media. Oh, no, social media is not for me. It's the same thing. So the benefit of being able to create your business, whatever you're doing as an entrepreneur or whatever you're trying to build, is to understand what social media truly is. It's a place on the planet that has the attention of billions of people at their fingertips. And you can express your value and what you're doing out in the world for free, which also requires us to learn. Like, we need to learn how social media works. And it's continuously evolving. The algorithm's changing. Hashtags used to mean something. Now they don't mean anything. Now it's keyword search and the captions. It's to do with the captions in the video as well as like the text that you're using everywhere. So in order to learn that, you have to fail. There are two points. There's not knowing and knowing. And to get from not knowing to knowing, that middle part, that's you learning. So in order to learn, you have to fail. If you're afraid of failing, you're not going to learn. So when you get to the stage of trying to post on social media and you start feeling whatever you do, those are the parts of yourself to go towards. That's the trigger. That's the, hey, this part of you is here. It's being triggered because you're doing this. You're even thinking about it and it's being triggered and you need to go towards it. Hey, thanks for watching. Just to let you know, my free AI assisted journaling tool is now available. All you got to do is click the link in the description to start using it now. This is completely free and it's to help you on this journey. All rejection is extremely unsafe for us as a child because we don't have the skills and understanding to be able to handle it. And then as an adult, we still don't have the skills and understanding until we learn it. And because we live in a time where most people in the world don't understand this, no one taught us. No one taught our parents or our caregivers, and theirs and theirs and theirs and theirs. So it's something that we have to learn ourselves, to learn how to be okay with rejection. And we do that by finding that safety within ourselves, by creating that safety within ourselves. All forms of rejection is terrifying until we give that safety to ourselves. Even if I was to ask someone out, and I was like terrified of the outcome, it's because I'm scared of the rejection. If I didn't care about the rejection, you'd be completely all right. This is why people in relationships are actually much more confident when they speak to other people. And when people are single, they're like, oh, I need to show my best self and I need to be really, really like, oh, because if this interaction doesn't really go the way I want it to, then I won't get what I want. And then we rejection. And eventually you'll get to a place when you start providing yourself that safety within yourself, no matter what, where you're posting on social media and people are just not liking it, not commenting on it. If they're commenting terrible things, that's a form of rejection. We take that as a form of rejection, even if they're not interacting with it. When I started posting on social media, none of my family members used to like my posts, comment on them or anything. None of them. In fact, both my brothers put me on mute on social media, on Instagram, like literally. And now I've got all my family members constantly liking stuff. But even now, I'll post something and it might not be the best time of day, or it just hasn't hit anywhere. Like, I've got like no views. I've got nearly 100,000 followers. And sometimes I post a video and it gets 300 views and it maxes out at 300 views. And I'm like, what? Like, how does that even make sense? But now it's my curiosity of the algorithm and things like that. But back in the day when that used to happen, I used to be triggered to feel rejection. Why don't people like my posts? Why aren't people interacting? Is it me? Is it what I said? People think I'm ridiculous. And that's the mindset shift. Now I'm like intrigued. Like, I wonder what's going on. Okay, how can I make this better? And that how can I make this better isn't coming from a place of so I can be liked. It's so I can get my message out there. And that's huge. It's a huge difference when you start really going towards wanting to put yourself out there and kind of be that out there when it's being targeted from so I can get my message out there instead of the unconscious so I can be liked. And it's unconscious. That's when you can handle the situation, the challenges better. I don't think about the videos that haven't done well. I used to. It used to be on my mind, like, oh my God, that video. And I put that YouTube video and that's only got 300. But the other YouTube video's got 27,000. Like, why? Oh my God, maybe I did something wrong. I should go back. Maybe I'll delete it. Maybe I'll go back and re-edit it. Maybe just so I could get more views, so I could be liked more. What really helped me as well, if you do have a high fear of failure, even in regards to posting on social media, I developed a risk assessment kind of like skill, a sheet. Let's say I wrote out the possible, terrible, most worst outcomes. I'll be rejected. People will laugh at me. People will stop speaking to me. People will talk about me behind my back. And then I kind of sat there with it and I was like, all right, let's live in this reality. It's like, what if people are talking about me behind my back? Let's live in this reality. And then I was like, yeah, that would suck. That would be really, really bad. And then I realized, hang on, they are. So people are talking about me behind my back. Because I pulled away from people. I like stopped. I was like, no, I'm done. I'm working on myself. People already told me that I shouldn't leave my software engineering job. And this whole trying to help people, you know, build their own business and heal themselves and things like that. It's ridiculous. Don't do that. So they were already talking behind my back. I was like, oh, okay, that exists. Okay, what's the other one? People aren't commenting on my videos. I'm like, they're not. That already exists. And then I went through literally each one and I realized that they all exist. I'm living all of them already. And then I was like, I'm okay. I'm actually okay. I was so concerned about the possibilities of these outcomes that were like, oh my God, this terrible thing. And then I realized I'm actually living them all and I'm okay. I actually chose to pull away. What did I expect? Like pull away from people and then they're going to be like, oh, okay. Like, no, it's going to piss people off. But I needed to pull away in order to work on myself. People that aren't doing what I'm doing are not going to understand what I'm doing. I'm not going to take advice from people that don't live the life that I want to live. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't marry up. And just writing that down really, really helped. I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. I'll just get on with life then. And then every time I came to post, I reminded myself, it's all happening anyway. It's okay. Obviously, the integration and everything that constantly integrating, huge help. But yeah, that was really, really life-changing. And then there's kind of like two halves to getting over the fear of failure when it comes to posting on social media, or the fear of failure in any sense. There's the awareness and integration work and the mindset shift change and everything. And the other side to it is taking action. It requires it. It doesn't matter how much internal work you do, how much mindset you change, it's never going to feel completely okay at the beginning. You are always going to need to take action so much and then do it again and then do it again and then do it again, and that will evolve and change. A lot of people will wait until it feels right. I'm going to do this when it feels right. Doesn't really feel right yet. No, that's because you're stopping yourself. It's scary to take action. Again, the not feeling right are the branches of the weed. The root is the rejection still. So it's about understanding that it's meant to be scary when you're taking action. It's meant to be scary. Otherwise, you wouldn't grow. Otherwise, there would be no progression. You won't learn. You won't fail to learn. So it has to be understandably scary. And you're going to do it more and more and more and it's going to get less and less and less scary. And then eventually you're going to realize that, oh my God, I cannot remember the last time I was scared about posting something. I just can't. Literally, I can't remember the last time I even thought about being scared, or when the last time was. It was so long ago. I literally no idea. And it requires discipline. Discipline is vastly different to motivation. Vastly different. Motivation is like a peak moment. And everyone's chasing motivation. You never want to chase motivation. You really, truly don't. It's all about discipline. If motivation was like this huge spike off, like that, like if we're talking about waves, you'll be going and then motivation is like, boom, like, yeah, let's do this. And then it drops right back down. Discipline is like this. It's like a steady wave, continuous up and down. And it never goes up, never goes all the way down. And that's what it needs to be. I need to be disciplined. I need to show up when I don't want to show up. I need to post, and I need to understand why I'm not posting if I'm not posting. I heard something today which was really, really interesting actually, and it was about freedom. And someone, I can't remember the guy, I saw a social media video, and he said, if you want to be free, you need to be disciplined. And then the interviewer said to him, asked him, if you're disciplined, doesn't that mean you're not free? To suggest like, well, if you're disciplined, you're taking time away from free time that you would have to do whatever it is that you're doing, and that would mean you're not free. And I found that really, really interesting. But that's essentially a misunderstanding of what freedom is. Freedom doesn't mean free time. Without going like too spiritual or anything like that, freedom essentially is to be able to do what you want when you want to do it. Let's just keep it at that level for now. There's obviously different levels of definitions and everything. But in order to be at the stage where you can do what you want when you want to do it, you have to arrive at that stage. You have to be that version of yourself to create that reality for yourself. And it requires discipline to do that. I've posted every day for I can't even remember how long. And I mean, recently my videos have been doing pants. Like they've been really, really dropping off, not really doing anything. But I've realized that it's a test to see if I'm going to be disciplined, if I'm going to continue doing it. And it was easy for me because I've built that muscle, that discipline muscle. And I know for a fact that discipline muscle that I've built is going to get me to where I want to get to. It's a huge player, a huge part of it. Even if one person saw that video that wouldn't have seen it and it helped them, that's a huge bonus for me. So discipline is something that is going to play a huge role, because without discipline, you're going to fall off. You won't take as much action, and then it's going to remain being there. So you want to completely resolve the fear of failure of posting on social media. Discipline is a huge, huge player. And if you're struggling to practice discipline, that's more awareness and more exploration for yourself as well.